Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love toward us. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for the breakthroughs and successes and progress that you have given us. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you, Father, for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the doors you have opened for us so that we can succeed and excel. Thank you for connecting us with Destiny Helper. Thank you for connecting us with the right people that will ensure that we rise to the height you have prepared for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for making us victorious over sicknesses and diseases, over sin, over Satan. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for destroying all the attacks the enemy fired at us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our need all the time. Thank you for not allowing us to borrow before we spend. Thank you for not allowing us to beg before we spend. Thank you for providing for our needs. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts and minds continually. Thank you, Lord, for establishing your presence in our lives. Thank you for drawing us closer to yourself. Thank you for helping us to grow spiritually. Thank you for making us to become stronger than our weaknesses and enemies. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here this midnight to seek your face and to pray and to worship you. I ask that you help us in Jesus' name. help us to pray correctly. As it is written that we do not know how to pray. We do not know what to pray for. But your Holy Spirit helps our infirmity. I ask that as we spend time here tonight to pray, O Lord, help our infirmity. In Jesus' name, help our weaknesses. Empower us to pray according to your will. In Jesus' name, give us direction. Give us revelation. Give us understanding of your will for our lives. So that every prayer we'll be praying here tonight will be in alignment with your will for our lives. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. Have your way among us and fill us with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you're going to do more than we have asked. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to spend some time singing worship songs. And then after that, we're going to pray with prayer points. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God is. What a mighty God. What a mighty God.
Oh, excellent.
is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. That's wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. That's wonderful name. That's wonderful name. Jesus. That's wonderful name. Jesus. That's wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All His mercies and endureth forever. Amen. All His mercies and your rest forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All His mercies endure forever. Amen. All His mercies endure forever. Amen. My God, you are good. My Lord, you are good. Our God, you are good. You are good to us. You are good. My God, you are good. My Lord, you are good. Our God, you are good. You are good to us. You are good. I just want to praise you. You are good. I just want to worship you. Are good. I'll praise you forever. You are good. You are good to me. You are good. We just want to praise you. You are good. We just want to worship you. You are good. We'll praise you forever. You are good. You are good to us. You are good. My God, you are good. My Lord, you are good. Our God, you are good. You are good to us. You are good. Father, we declare that we'll honor you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we'll honor you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled. In heaven it is better forever, forever, oh Lord, your word is better. In heaven it is better. Hosanna, in the high. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest, in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. In the highest.
God, that is who you are.
Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. King of glory, you are covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change, you are covenant-keeping God. Mighty God, Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. You never fail your promises, you are covenant-keeping God. Almighty God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify and adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him, for He's a great God. He is the Almighty God, the self-sufficient God, the all-sufficient God. He's the one who was and is to come. He is the holy true God. He is the one who lives forever and ever. Worship His majesty. Praise Him. Adore Him. Honor Him. Magnify Him. Glorify Him and celebrate Him. Worship the King of Glory, the King of Israel, the King of the Universe. He's the one who controls times and seasons. He determines the end of things even before they began. He makes a way where there is no way. Worship Him. He speaks and His words come to pass. Praise Him. He gives power to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. He opens doors no man can shut. He shut doors no man can open. Praise Him. He makes impossible things happen. He is unquestionable God. Unquestionable God. No one can question him. No one can question his authority. No one can question his judgment. He does whatever he wants. He does as he pleases. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. Who is like unto thee? O Lord, who is like unto thee? Among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. And you do great and mighty wonders. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Father. You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. Wiser than the wisest. You are richer than the richest. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. There is nothing you cannot do. We worship you, Lord. You are the true Savior. You are the Savior of the world. And you are the light of the world. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. You are a helper. You are our strength. You are our restorer, our healer, our deliverer. You are the ever-present help in time of need. We worship you, Father. You are the living God, and you live forever. Every other God, they are dead. Only you is the living God. Only you gives eternal life. And only you can save. No other God can save. There's no other name that can save. Only your name can save. Because only you can save. Only you can deliver. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray thanksgiving prayers. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for being so good to me in every area of my life. Thank you for being so good to me Thank you for being so kind to me. Thank you for being so compassionate to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for being so good to me. Thank you, Father, for being so kind to me. Thank you, Father, for being so merciful to me. Thank you for being so compassionate toward me. Continue to thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you have done in my life. All that you have done in my family. Thank you for all that you have given to me for free. Thank you for peace. Thank you for good health. Thank you for joy. Thank you for happiness. Thank you for divine protection. Thank you for divine preservation. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you, Lord, for helping me every time I need help. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we begin to thank him. Again, say thank you, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Again, say thank you, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Open your mouth up and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Thank you for making everything happening to me, everything happening around me. Thank you for making everything work together for my good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making even the things that appears to be negative. Thank you for making them to work together for my good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say thank you, Father, for solving my problems. Thank you for answering my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for solving my problems and for answering my prayers. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for always being there when no one else was there. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me encouragement when I was losing courage. Thank you, Father, for always answering my prayers. Thank you for always solving my problems. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, again, so thank him. And the Bible says, thousands shall fall at your right hand, and 10,000 at your left. Yeah. And he shall not come near you. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to come near me. Even the same evil that is happening to people everywhere, thank you for not allowing such evils to come to me, to come into my family, to come into my dwelling place. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. So thank you, Lord, for not allowing evil to come into my life. Thank you for not allowing evil to enter into my house, into my family. Thank you for not allowing evil to prevail over my life, over my home, over the life of my children, over the life of my spouse, over the life of my relatives and family members. Thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to come near me. Thank you for not allowing evil to come near me. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sending evil far away from me. Thank you for sending evil far away from my family. Thank you for sending incurable diseases, deadly diseases, deadly sicknesses far away from my house, far away from my family. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yeah, you're going to thank him. You will say, thank you, Father, for giving me victory over my stubborn enemies. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me dominion and victory over my stubborn enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for giving me victory. Strong victory over my stubborn enemies. Thank you for giving me strong dominion over my stubborn enemies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy speak for me. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy speak for me. And let me possess my possessions by your mercy. Make me possess my possessions by your mercy. Open your mouth and pray like that. But Father, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus. Make me possess my possessions by your mercy. Make me possess my possessions by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon me, Father, and make me possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray that God will take away delays in possessing your possessions. Yeah, that it will no longer tarry. That you will possess your possessions with speed. So you're still going to pray for his mercy. You're going to say, Father, be merciful unto me and take away delay that is preventing me from possessing my possession. Take away every delay in my journey to possess my possession. Take away the delays now. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, be merciful unto me and take away every delay in my effort to possess my possession. Take away every delay in my journey to possess my possession. Take away delay now. In the name of Jesus, every delay created by human beings or created by demons, Father, remove them now. Every delay that is not allowing me to possess my possessions in time. Father, remove them now in the name of Jesus. Every delay the enemy has created to prolong the timeline of possessing my possessions. Father, destroy such delays now in the name of Jesus. Every delay the enemy has created to make it difficult for me to possess the blessings you have already released into my life. Father, destroy the delays now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God crush into pieces every battle of darkness preventing me from possessing my possessions. Let the hunger of God crush them now into pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God destroy every battle of darkness preventing me from possessing my possession. Let the hunger of God waste those battles. Every battle of witchcraft, every battle coming from ancestral demons, every battle coming from environmental demons, territorial demons, to stop me from possessing my possession, let the hunger of God destroy them now. Every battle coming from my family bloodline, every battle coming from my family background, and it's preventing me from possessing my possessions, let the hunger of God crush them now into pieces in the name of Jesus. Let them be wasted by the hunger of God. Let them be wasted by the hunger of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Sometimes your possession could be in the hand of somebody else. Yeah, what belongs to you could be in the hand of another person. So you're going to pray. Because even as I find that possession to you. Okay, I think the right word is allocated. Yeah, not assigned. Yeah, because everyone has allocated the possession to you. Yeah, so you can You can claim it even if it is presently with another person, or even if somebody else is claiming ownership of it. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, with your strong and mighty hand, get for me every possession that belongs to me but is presently in the hand of somebody else. Say, Father, with your strong and mighty hand, get for me every possession that is mine, every blessing that is mine, but is currently in the hand of somebody else. Father, get them for me now. Get them for me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. With your strong and mighty hand, get for me my possession that is currently in the hand of somebody else. Get them for me now. Father, get them for me now. With your strong hand, with your mighty hand, right now in the name of Jesus, get them in a tashida, with the neto hasidala, the juste negresha. With your strong hand, Father, get them for me now. Get them for me now in the name of Jesus. Get them for me by force. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Every of my blessing. Every of my blessings that are in the hands of someone else. Father, get them for me with your strong hand. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. A good example of the prayer we've just prayed is the case of the children of Israel possessing the promised land. Yeah, you know, there were people occupying the promised land before God told them to go and possess it. Yeah. So people may be occupying a space that belongs to you. People may be occupying a seat that belongs to you. A throne that belongs to you. Yeah. And for you to possess that possession, God must remove those people, yeah, from that place that belongs to you. Yeah, so I want you to pray that prayer again. Yeah. Some of us, we have to possess our possession through divine judgment. So there must be divine judgment upon the people that are in possession of our possessions. So God has to judge them so that we can have the possession. Yeah. So you're going to pray. And you're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, execute your judgment upon people occupying places that you have prepared for me at the top, if I can use that word. You can see, Father, execute your judgment upon people occupying places you have prepared for me at the top. And remove those people from such places. And take me to that place by your mighty hand. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, execute your judgment upon people occupying places that you have prepared for me in glory, in honor, places you have prepared for me in top positions. Execute your judgment upon such people and remove them from such places right now. And take me to those places as you did for the children of Israel. Remove people that are occupying the position that belongs to me. By your judgment, remove them from the position. Remove them from such position. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. With your mighty hand, remove such people from this place and put me there. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Remove people occupying the positions you have prepared for me. The positions you have created for me. Oh Lord, remove people occupying those places by your judgment and put me there. Right now, in the name of Jesus, put me there right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now you'll be asking why should God give me something somebody else currently have in possession? Yeah, why can't God just give me something that is not in the possession of anyone? Yeah, just something that is new. Yeah. One of the reasons why God will give you something that is currently in the possession of somebody else is because He wants to reveal the greatness of His power because of you. He wants to demonstrate the greatness of His power in the earth. And then another reason is because of His enemies. Because he wants to judge his enemies. Yeah, because his enemies are acting as if they own the earth. Yeah, the enemies of God, they would act as though they own the earth. And whereas they don't own anything, yeah, the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Only God owns the earth. Nobody owns the earth but God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, demonstrate your fierce judgment upon your enemies. Demonstrate your fierce judgment upon your enemies so that my possessions can be released unto me. Demonstrate your fierce judgment upon your enemies in this earth. So that my possessions, my blessings can be released unto me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Demonstrate your judgment. Demonstrate your judgment upon your enemies, whether they are visible or invisible. Father, demonstrate your judgment upon your enemies so that my possession can be released unto me. For my possession to be released unto me. Father, demonstrate your judgment upon your enemies in the head. Demonstrate your judgment upon them now. In the name of Jesus, whether they are human beings or they are spirits, Father, execute your judgment upon them so that my possessions that they are sitting upon can become mine. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. The question is, how do I know what exactly my possession is? Yeah, how do I know what exactly my possession is? You're going to know it by the Word of God, by the promises of God in the scripture, and by the voice of God. Yeah, that is how you know your possession. Yeah, don't think because your parent is rich, don't think the wealth of your parent is your possession. Maybe for some of you, that probably your parents have some possession. Maybe your parents have some properties or land. Yeah, don't just think that is your possession. Yeah, except maybe your parents decided to hand it over to you. Yeah, as Christians, we will know our possession by the Word of God and by the voice of God. Yeah, not by By the inheritance we get from our earthly parents. Yeah. So you're going to pray. For instance, divine healing is your possession, so meaning that it is your right to have divine help, to have divine healing. Yeah. So when you know something is your possession, what do? You claim it. You possess it. Yeah. So when you look at the scriptures, you start to see a lot of things that are your possession, that are your inheritance. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to discover my possessions, to discover all my possessions in Christ, all my inheritance in Christ. As I study the Bible, as I meditate on your word, Father, open my eyes to see my possessions and help me to possess them. Now begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, open my eyes to see all that is mine in Christ Jesus. Open my eyes to see my possessions in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open my eyes now in the name of Jesus. As I pray, as I fast, open my eyes. As I study your word, open my eyes. As I meditate on your word, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see my inheritance in Christ and help me to possess them. Help me to claim them. Help me to own them. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. A lot of Christians are starving when there is abundance in Christ Jesus waiting for them. A lot of Christians are lacking many blessings, many treasures, when these things are already provided in Christ Jesus. Pray that God will give you revelations of what you are, what is yours in Christ Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer point. Open my eyes now. Bishenias de guitar. Bashanas de lihastana. Nehesu vishtegana. Thank you, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my understanding. Enlighten my heart to see the things that are mine in Jesus. The blessings, the power, the strength, the authority, the dominion that are mine, the eternal life that is mine in Christ Jesus. Open my eyes to see these things and empower me to possess them in the name of Jesus. Help me to possess them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You need to be able to hear the voice of God to know where your possession are or what your possession are. Yeah, you need to be able to hear the voice of God. I think there was a man of God here in Nigeria who was he told us of what God told him while he was still living in a, I think, was it in a one room apartment or room and parlor apartment. Yeah, so whether it was a room apartment or it was a room and parlor apartment, I can't fully remember. Yeah, so he said that God told him that from here, I'm going to give you a city. So I think he was praying that God should take him to a better place. God should relocate him to a better place. Yeah, maybe to a better accommodation for him and his family. Yeah, so I think while he was praying that prayer, God was telling him that it is not just, I'm not just taking you to a better apartment, but I'm going to give you a city. Yeah, and that may, you know, that may sound very difficult for him to believe. Yeah, but somehow he believed, and today he already had the city. Yeah, if not more than a city. Yeah, so through the voice of God, you can know your possession. Yeah, so your possession does not have to be what you can afford. Yeah, you know, what you can afford with your financial state. Yeah, your possession in Christ does not have to be what you have the money to buy. Yeah, in fact, doesn't have to be what you have the qualification, the academic qualification to get. Yeah, usually our possessions, they are greater than our imagination. Yeah, usually what God has in store for us, they are greater than our imagination, greater than our prayer request. Yeah, so you need to be able to hear God's voice. So the question is, what has God been telling you about His plans for your life? What has God been telling you about the things He wants to give you as a possession or as your possession? Yeah, so once you're able to hear God's voice, then you will know how to pray until you possess the possession. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me the ability to hear the voice of God so that I can know the fullness of my possessions, the details of my possession in Christ Jesus. So Holy Spirit, give me now the ability to hear God's voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every Christian can hear God's voice. Every child of God can hear the voice of God. Continue to pray. The Holy Spirit, give me the ability to hear the voice of God so that I can know and understand the details of my possessions that I am Christ, so that I can know and understand the fullness of my inheritance in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, give me the ability to hear God. Give me the ability to hear from God. Give me the ability to hear from God. Give me the ability to hear from God beyond dreams and visions. Give me the ability to hear God's voice, to hear God's mind, to hear God's heart, to hear God's thoughts. Give me the ability now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing you need to know is that the voice of God is going to be according to your faith, or what you will hear from God is going to be determined by the level of your faith. Yeah. So there are some people that can never hear certain things from God because they don't have the faith that can hear those things. They don't have the faith that will give them access to such divine information. Yeah. So God will speak to you according to the level of your faith. Yeah. And that is why some people, God will tell them, don't go to that place. And then God will tell another person, go to that place. So now, the person God told that don't go to that place will feel like, is it really God that is telling this other person to go to that place? Yeah, so you can see the difference. Yeah, it is because the faith of that one that God says don't go to that place, the faith of that person is not as strong as the other one that God says you can go there. Yeah, because the faith of the previous person is not strong enough to survive whatever will happen to him in that place. But then the faith of the other person is strong enough to survive what will happen there. So that is why God will tell someone, don't go there, and he'll tell another person, you can go. Yeah, so what we hear from God is going to be determined by the strength and level of our faith. So if your faith is so low that all you think about is, you think so little about God, you belittle God. Yeah. If the kind of faith you have makes you to limit God, I mean, when I mean limit God, I mean you can't trust God for big things. You feel like, I think if God can do this one for me, I think I'm okay with that. Whereas God can do much more than that. But because you don't seem to believe that God can do beyond your imagination, or beyond your human reasoning, or beyond the calculation of your brain, beyond the senses of your brain, maybe because you don't really think God can do, something far beyond your senses, your intelligence, your wisdom, your human wisdom. So you decided to limit God. Though you still trust God, but you can't trust Him for the unusual, for the impossible, for strange things. Yeah, you trust God, but you have limited God even in your faith. Yeah, so what God will show you or tell you is not going to be the same with people like us, people like me, that have never limited God and can never limit God. Yeah, so you can see the difference. So you're going to pray that God should enlarge your faith so that you can possess your possessions, so that you can both get the revelations about your possessions in Christ, and then so that you can also possess those possessions. You're going to say, Father, enlarge my faith, increase my faith, expand my faith, so that I can receive the revelation about my inheritance in Christ, and so that I can possess them at the same time. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, increase my faith, enlarge my faith, stretch my faith, expand my faith, so that you'll be able to tell me a lot about what you have in store for me, so that you'll be able to reveal to me everything you have in your plan for me. Oh Lord, expand my faith, increase my faith, enlarge my faith, so that I'll be able to know all that you have in store for me, and so that I'll be able to possess them. In the name of Jesus, expand my faith so that I will not settle for less, but I will press in for more. Expand my faith, O Lord. Increase my faith, O Lord, so that I will stop limiting you, so that I will stop limiting your power and your ability. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to possess my possessions that have been trapped in the realms of darkness, in the realms of witchcraft, in the realms of occultism. You can say, I receive power now to possess my possession that have been trapped in the realms of darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Ine lash tada kavanara, ne jistegina, nisu daste lete jedegana, nasa pa endi jedegana. I receive power. I receive power to possess my possessions, my blessings that have been trapped, that is presently in cages in the underworld. My possession that is presently in satanic prison, satanic bondage, satanic cages. I receive power to possess them now. In the name of Jesus, every of my blessings that have been trapped in the realms of darkness, in the underworld, in the deep sea, I receive power to possess them now. I receive power to possess them now. I receive power to possess them now. Every of my blessings that have been trapped in the realms of darkness, in the second heaven, in the realms of witches and wizards, I receive power to possess them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive power. I receive authority to possess my possessions that are in the camp of the enemy, that are in the realms of darkness, that are in the locks of darkness. I receive power to possess them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. I remember some time ago, God was showing me how much treasure Satan has stolen from mankind. Yeah, he was showing me how much treasure the kingdom of darkness has stolen from this earth and from human beings. And I saw a very vast amount of treasure. I mean, treasure without number. The earth is so gifted. This earth is so gifted. There is so much treasure that God created with this earth. So much gold, so much diamond, so much presents and blessings. Yeah, but shortly after man fell in the Garden of Eden, Satan wired all those treasures into his place or into his kingdom. Yeah, so Satan has stolen so much. Yeah, so much that he doesn't even know what to do with them anymore. So I want you to pray. Only if God can show you how much treasure the enemy have taken away from your life. Yeah, only if God can show you, maybe you take the prayer seriously. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, "Mighty hand of God, channel into my life all treasures that belong to me that Satan has stolen, that agents of Satan have stolen. Mighty hand of God, channel those treasures into my life now. In the name of Jesus," open your mouth and pray like that. Mighty hand of God, channel into my life, channel into my life every treasure that Satan has stolen away from my life, every treasure Satan has wired out of my life, even before I was born, every treasure that belongs to me, that Satan has stolen even before I was born. Mighty hand of God, channel them back into my life now. In the name of Jesus, every treasure, every blessing, every possession that belongs to me, that Satan has taken away from my life, mighty hand of God, return them back into my life. Return them back into my life. Thank you, Lord. Return them back right now. In the name of Jesus, return them back into my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think I was listening to a program, a program on YouTube. Usually this man of God, he would invite other men of God, and he would interview them, ask them questions and all of that. And during the program or during the interview, the man of God I was invited was saying that during one of their meetings in his church, he said the glory of God came down. Yeah, the power of God came down, and people, or I don't know if it was one person or two persons, I don't know, but they saw treasure appearing inside the church. supernaturally. They don't know where the treasures came from. Treasures like diamonds appearing physically. This is not in the dream. They saw it physically appearing inside the church while the meeting was going on. I'm just trying to show you that this world or this earth that you're living in is more spiritual than physical. And even many things you refer to as physical, many of them are not really physical. In fact, I don't believe anything is physical. So I believe everything is spiritual. We just have not discovered the spirituality behind the things that we call physical. So I believe everything is spiritual. So that pastor was saying the glory of God came down. And treasures began to appear from nowhere. Treasures that could be taken to a store or wherever they buy it, and that could be sold for a good price. So my point is that don't limit God in your mind. Don't limit his power. Don't limit his greatness. So God can bring things out of nothing. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray that the glory of God will come upon your life. And your possessions will manifest in your life. So you don't need to know how it will happen. But it can just happen right now as we speak. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, bring down your glory upon my life. And let my possessions appear now in my life. Let all that belongs to me in Christ Jesus appear now in my life. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bring down your glory upon my life. Bring down your glory upon my life. Bring down your glory upon my family. Father, bring down your glory upon my life. Bring down your glory upon my calling. Bring down your glory upon my destiny. And let my possessions appear instantly. Let my possessions appear now in the name of Jesus. Let all my inheritance in Christ Jesus appear now in the name of Jesus. Bring down your glory upon my life. Bring down your glory upon my life. And let everything that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny begin to appear in my life. Let everything that I need to become who you want me to be begin to appear in my life. In the name of Jesus, let everything I need in my spirit, soul, and body to become who you have called me to be, who you want me to be, begin to appear now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are strength. Amen. Amen. Now, well, let's get praying. I had a story of a man of God here in Nigeria. He preached a message in his church. He preached a message, I think, on Sunday, and he titled the message, The Miracle of Naira. You know, in Nigeria, our currency is Naira. So he titled the message, The Miracle of Naira. So it was a strange message because it's not common for such messages to be preached in that kind of church, because that church is an holiness church. They believe in living holy and walking in righteousness to make heaven. So the focus is heaven. But all of a sudden, this pastor just came to the pulpit on a Sunday, and then he said, the title of my message is The Miracle of Naira. And then he began to use some scriptures about divine provision to preach, like where Jesus told Peter to go and catch a fish, and then that once he has caught the fish, he should open the mouth and he would see money there. And I think he used some other passages in the Bible. And then when he finished the message, he told the people, he said, all of you, go back home. And when you get home, go and start to check your bags, your wardrobes, your pockets, the pockets of your clothes. Go and start to check. Once you reach home, you're going to see money there. Yeah. I'm sure some of them, they'll feel like, no. How can that happen? Yeah, but to the surprise of many, you know, this thing I'm sharing with you, I think it happened some many years ago. Yeah, to the surprise of many, when they got home and they were checking and the man of God gave them instruction, they began to see money there. I don't understand how the money gets there. Yeah, so now, my point is that God is able to do anything. I'm not saying God wants to do a similar miracle like that in your life. But what I'm trying to say is that God is able to bring things out of nothing. Now, the reason why many of us in the church today have not really seen some very strange manifestations of God is because we have so much limited Him in our mind. And we don't trust Him. We don't depend on Him. Yeah, some of us, we depend on salary. Or you depend on whatever is coming from your business, or you depend on some people, yeah, to always give you something. Yeah, so that is why we have not really seen the power of God that is able to bring things out of nothing. I want you to pray. God may not do that type of miracle I just talked about. Yeah, but he can also do many more miracles that looks like that in your life. So you don't need to know anybody. You don't need to know people in big places. You don't need to have some connection with some rich people. You just need to trust God. Yeah, that is all you need. Yeah, you don't need to know people that are very rich to be wealthy or to be prosperous. Yeah, you don't need to, in fact, you don't need to get a very high paying job. You just need to trust God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I trust you for the impossible. I trust you for the miraculous. I trust you for unusual and uncommon miracles of provision. The Father, reveal your power that is able to bring things out of nothing. Reveal that power in my life. Reveal that power in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Your whole need may not be money. Maybe you already have a lot of money, so maybe you don't need money. Yeah, but I believe you need other things. There are things that you need. And this dimension of God's power can make it happen. Yeah, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I trust you for the impossible. I trust you for the miraculous. I trust you for unusual and uncommon manifestations of your power, unusual and uncommon supply of blessings. Oh Lord, manifest your power that is able to bring things out of nothing in my life. Manifest your power. Manifest your power that is able to bring things out of nothing in my life, in my situations, in my finances. Manifest your power that is able to bring things out of nothing. Manifest that power in my life to change the story of my life. Manifest your power that is able to create things out of nothing. Manifest that power in my life now. In the name of Jesus, I trust you for unusual release of blessings, uncommon provision of blessings. Oh Lord, reveal your power that is able to make it happen. Reveal that power in my life. Reveal that power in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I trust you, oh God, for impossible things. For impossible things. For the manifestation of things that are humanly impossible, scientifically impossible. Lord, I am trusting you for such things. things that are logically impossible, things that are humanly impossible, things that are medically impossible, scientifically impossible. Oh Lord, I am trusting you for such things. Manifest your power that is able to do such things in my life now. In the name of Jesus, manifest your power that is able to do such miracles in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to know that God does not in any way support laziness. Yeah, God does not in any way encourage laziness. Yeah, so, and that is why this kind of miracle does not just happen. Yeah, because some people they feel like, oh, I'll just continue to pray for God to bring something out of nothing. Yeah, and then they are not doing anything in the area of their calling. They are not doing anything in the area of their divine purpose, the purpose of God for their lives. Yeah. So God will not just manifest this kind of power in your life when you are such a lazy Christian and you are not busy serving his purpose on earth. Yeah, God is not going to do that. Yeah. So you need to know God's purpose for your life. In fact, that is how to possess your possession. You need to discover what is God's purpose for my life. What has God called me to do for Him? Why am I here on earth? Yeah. So you need to know that, and you need to get busy doing that. Then you can now trust God for supernatural supplies. Yeah, not, you know, God will not just rain down blessings on a lazy man, on a lazy Christian. God don't do that. Yeah, so you have to be busy doing what He has called you to do. And then, in this power of His that brings things out of nothing will be activated to function in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal to me the details of your purpose for my life, and direct me, guide me to fulfill your purpose for my life, so that I can qualify for the supply of resources from heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, reveal to me the details of your purpose for my life, the details of your calling for my life, and guide me to fulfilling. Guide me to fulfill the calling. Guide me to carry out the assignment you have for my life, so that I can be qualified for your heavenly supply of blessings, so that I can be qualified for your heavenly supply of resources. In the name of Jesus, show me what you want me to do for you. Show me what you have called me to do for you, so that I can qualify to receive the supernatural supply from your throne. Show me what you have called me to do for you. Show me the details and guide me to do them. Guide me to fulfill the calling. Guide me to fulfill the purpose. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. 5 more prayer points. And after that, we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the passion and strength to serve you. Give me the passion and strength to serve you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In other words, you're saying the strength and the passion to work for Him. Yeah, when you work for God, you have to be passionate about it. Yeah, you have to be passionate about it. Just the way you're passionate to work for your employer, because you know you're going to get paid. Yeah, so you also have to be passionate about working for God. You have to be excited about it. In fact, you have to be desperate about it. The Lord, give me the passion and strength to serve you. Give me the passion and strength to do your work, to work for you, to win souls for you. Give me the zeal, give me the passion, give me the love that I need to serve you. In the name of Jesus, help me to serve you with a passionate heart, with a zealous heart. Help me to serve you with a heart that is full of love and heart that is full of love for you. Help me to serve you with a heart full of love for you, a heart full of love for others, love for people, love for your kingdom. Help me to serve you with such heart. In the name of Jesus, help me to serve you with a selfless heart, with a sacrificial heart, not with a heart that is looking for reward. Help me to serve you with a heart full of selflessness. In the name of Jesus, give me the passion to serve you. Give me the strength to serve you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Yeah, I discovered that there is always something that God wants to see in the lives of Christians before He will give them access to their inheritance in Christ. Yeah, so there is something God wants to see in your life. Yeah, there's a lifestyle you want to see in your life, a character you want to see, attitude you want to see, virtues you want to see. Yeah, before He will give you access to your inheritance in Christ. And if God can't see those things in your life, you may never be able to possess your possessions. Yeah, so that is why before you ask God for blessings, first of all, ask yourself if the life you are living is according to the life of Christ. Yeah, if the nature of the life you are living is the same with the nature of the life of Christ. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, walk in me. Walk in me, walk on me to the point where I produce the character and attitude and lifestyle that will allow me possess my inheritance that is in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit walk in me and walk on me till I produce the character and the attitude and the lifestyle that will allow me to possess my inheritance in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some of you may think you already have the character, but God does not think like that. God does not think you have it. Even you may think you have the character, but God does not believe you have it. So pray this prayer wholeheartedly. So Holy Spirit, Walk in me and walk on me till my life begins to produce the character, the attitude, and the lifestyle that will qualify me to possess my possession in Christ Jesus. Walk on me, walk in me, transform me until my life produces such lifestyle and character. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. The reason why it is important that you earn this inheritance is because they may destroy him. Yeah, just like some people, they are looking for power. They want Jesus to give them power to do mighty miracles, but then they have a very, very wrong character and lifestyle and attitude. Yeah, and God refused to give them the power because God knows that the power will destroy them. So the glory of God and the power of God is going to destroy anyone that happens to possess it without being qualified for it. Yeah. So and because God does not want to destroy his children, that is why you will withhold many blessings from his children, because he knows that the blessings can destroy them, can destroy their souls, and even destroy their lives. Yeah. So I want you to pray. It is important that you earn what you are asking God to give you. Yeah, because if you don't actually earn it, yeah, which another word is to qualify or to deserve it. It is important that you deserve it. Yeah, because if you don't, they may destroy you eventually. The same inheritance that belongs to you in Christ can also destroy you. Yeah, the same blessings can destroy you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to walk worthy of my inheritance in you. Help me to walk worthy of my inheritance in you, my inheritance in your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to walk worthy of my inheritance in you. Help me to walk with you in a way where I deserve the inheritance. Help me to walk with you in a way that will make me deserve the inheritance that you have for me. Help me to walk with you in a way that will make me qualify, that will make me deserve, that will make me earn the inheritance that you have for me. Help me, Father, to be wise in my walk with you. Help me to be wise in my relationship with you. Help me to be obedient to your will, to your voice, to your instructions, to your commandments, so that I can be worthy of the inheritance you have for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use everything you created to release into my hands the blessings that I'm already due for. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, make use of everything you created to release into my hands the blessing I'm already due for. The blessings I'm already due to have received. The blessings you have already given me, but I've not yet received them. Make use of everything you created to get those blessings into my hands. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make use of everything you created to channel the blessings I'm already due to receive. Your blessing that I am already due to receive. Your blessing that I'm supposed to have received by now, because you have already released them into my life. Hold on. Make use of all things that you created to channel them into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus. Whether those things are visible or invisible, everything you created, use them to channel the blessings that you have already released into my life. The blessings that I'm already due to have received by now. Make use of all things you created to send them into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. The blessing that you have already released through your angels into my life, but somehow I've not gotten it. Oh Lord, make use of everything you created to ensure that I get it right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last
prayer point. You're going to pray. You need to know that feeling can also prevent you from possessing your possession. Fear can stop you from possessing your possession. Yeah. So you're going to pray against the spirit of fear. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You know, sometimes this fear will stop you from taking a step of faith God wants you to take. Yeah, the fear of how would I survive? How would I cope? How would I? All those fears. Yeah. The fear of what will I eat? Yeah, fear of many things. Yeah. When God is saying, take this step, do this, or the Bible is saying, do this. Yeah. Because the Bible speaks to us. Yeah, when the word of God is telling you, do this, but you are scared. Yeah. So that also can stop you from possessing your possessions. Fear can stop you. Fear of the known and the unknown. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every fear that is preventing me from possessing my possessions in Christ Jesus. I cast out the fear now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fear is the spirit. So you can cast it out. I cast out every fear in me that is not allowing me to possess my possession. I cast you out now. Get out of my soul. Get out of my mind. Get out of my spirit. Every fear that is blocking me from possessing my possessions, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear that is stopping me from taking the step of faith that God is expecting from me, come out now in the name of Jesus. Continue to cast out the fear. Every fear that is limiting the manifestation of God's power in my life, I command you to come out right now. Every fear that is limiting and stopping the manifestation of God's glory in my life and calling and ministry, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing now in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the assurance that we have that our inheritance is already waiting for us in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the guarantee that we have, the assurance that we have that our inheritance is waiting for us. Thank you for preparing for us such glorious inheritance. Such inheritance that is costlier than gold, costlier than all the riches of the whole world combined. Thank you for preparing such inheritance for us in Christ. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you connect everyone here with the flow of their possession that is in Jesus Christ. Connect your people with everything that belongs to them in Jesus Christ. Father, do it now in Jesus' name. I ask that you separate from their lives every darkness that wants them to continue to starve. Every darkness that wants them to continue to lack the things you have already provided for them in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, with your mighty hand, remove such darkness from their lives now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that just as God went ahead of the children of Israel to make sure that they possessed the promised land, I pray for you that God and his angels will go ahead of you, will go ahead of your days, and he will make sure that you possess your possessions in the name of Jesus. Every blessing God has positioned in each day of your life, I prophesy that you shall find those blessings, and those blessings shall find you in the name of Jesus. And those and every blessing that you're supposed to have received by now, because they have already been released since some time ago, I pray that the angels of mercy, they shall go forth and bring those blessings to you in Jesus' name. The fire of God shall clear the way, just the way God was fighting for the Israelites till they entered into the promised land. I pray that fire from heaven shall begin to make the way for you to enter into your promised land in the name of Jesus. Every battle that must be conquered for you to enter into your promised land, the hand of God shall fight them for you, and the hand of God shall conquer them for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that in whatever business you are doing, anointing of increase and multiplication shall appear in that business. In the name of Jesus, in the sources of your income, the anointing of the Lord that multiply things, just as loaves of bread and fishes multiplied, that same anointing shall enter into the sources of your income. And that same anointing shall multiply your profit and your income in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that heaven shall release the funds that you need to carry out God's purposes on earth. The money you need, heaven shall release them. In the name of Jesus. The material resources you need to fulfill God's assignment, God's purposes, heaven shall release them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that the sacrificial lifestyle that God is looking for in you, to be able to give you access to great inheritance in Christ. I pray that the Holy Spirit will help you to have such sacrificial lifestyle. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus.